Okay, let us get into Shabbos Daf Lamed Tes of the Yerushalmi as we are in Perek Bameh Behema. What an animal is allowed to go out on Shabbos with? What's called a masa, what's called a tachshit, and not only what's called a masa or a tachshit, but even if it's a tachshit and per se it might be mutter to go out with it, but there might be a chash shema yipo, might fall down, and then a person might carry it dal and amos in rishus harabim. So there are different reasons why Chazal might have assured certain types of items on the animal. So we did yesterday. We had a haschala, and now we are on Lamed Ches Mabez. Towards the bottom, we're talking about all the different types of animals and what you're allowed to have on them and not have on them. So we said rams could go out levuvin with a certain type of shield on their hearts. Sheep could go out. Now we have a whole list. Shechuzos, we said, to his tail up, where the female could go out ready to accept the male on her. Kivulos, that's what we're up to now. So that's what, and kavunos. So towards the bottom, second to last line here, on Lamed Ches Mabez. Kavunos. What are kavunos? Lemilas, for fancy silk. Kavunos means right when a baby is born, the silk is very fine and pure, and they cover it in order to, keep it in that shape. The Makarbana Eda, Shein Levanim Verachim Beyoser, very white and fine and soft. And, that is, what the Tanakhama says is allowed. Remember, Rabbi Yossi asers all of them. Kavulos. What is kavulos? So that's tail down, where they have somebody that keeps the tail down. Shelo yale alein zachar. So that the zachar, the male, cannot go on them and cannot copulate with them. That is the opposite of the shechuzos. Rabbi Avun, b'shem Rabbi Chia. Now on the top of Lamed Tes, it's even based on a pasuk, even a remez in the pasuk in Sefer Malachim, which talks about after Hiram was sent, presents by Shlomo HaMelech, he says, Meha arim ha'ela asher nasati li achi, vayikra lahem eretz kavul ad hayom hazeh. That's the pasuk, eretz kavul. Eretz Kavul, what's Eretz Kavul? An infertile land. Eretz She'ena Osaperos. And that's why Kavulos means tail down, and it's not going to be fertile. I mean, there's not going to be any copulation and no reproduction going on here. That's what's a marumas in the psukim, right? That's obviously the a crucial element of life. The first mitzvah that we received is to reproduce, right? And to be fertile. There's even a mitzvah daraisa and a mitzvah drabanan related to that. As we know, the first mitzvah in the Torah is the mitzvah puravu. The Sefer HaChinuch writes a mitzvah aleph. Mitzvah aleph, peri yavarivya, misharshi mitzvah zu, kadeshiye olam yushav, so that the world is populated. Shashem baruchu chafes biyushavu. Hashem wants the world to be people in the world. Kidachsiv, and the Chinuch quotes the pasuk in Yeshayahu, Lo Sobara, Lo Sheves Yitzara, Lo Sobara, Hashem does not want nothingness, Lo Sheves Yitzara, to settle it, he created it. Vihi mitzvah gedola, Shebesibasa miskayemes kol mitzvahs ba'ola. It is a mitzvah gedola, because of it, through it, all the other mitzvahs are fulfilled. Kilo b'nei Adam nitnu v'lo malachei asharis. When I have a child, then I create somebody who could be an Eved Hashem, who can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the greatest. So it's the mitzvah puravu is what allows and creates the ability to do all the other mitzvahs. And the Chiddush says, "V'nohekes b'chol makom b'chol zman v'chayev adam lehishtadel ba mishehu ra'ila." A person has to try to fulfill it when he is capable. Who has man shenidu chachamim zecharnu mavracha lisa isha. When it's time to get married, so that's when it is time to have a child. And mitzvah zu enim metalas al anashim. It's not mechuyev on women, as the Gemara says. V'on shal gadol ma'od shemara ba'atzmo she'ena rotza l'hashlim chafetz Hashem li'yashiv olamo. If somebody willingly does not fulfill puravu, they're showing that they don't want to be mashlim l'chafetz Hashem li'yashiv olamo. And even if one might say, and even if one has some type of ruach hakodesh, that it's lehefech of ratzon Hashem, you can't have cheshbonos. Right? That was the Gemara in Brachas and Avyud. In the Bavli, as we know, on Yudim Abayz, where Chizkiyahu HaMelech is sick, and he doesn't know why he's sick, and finally Yeshayahu HaNavi comes to visit him, and he says, "Why am I dying?" He says, "Because you did not fulfill the mitzvah of puravu, right?" And we've mentioned in the past, this is just a personal mitzvah of puravu, but this is Malchus Beis David. And if Chizkiyahu HaMelech doesn't have a child, so then Malchus Beis David dies out, right? Because he is the next in the line. So he says to Yeshayahu HaNavi, "But I see in the future that I'm going to have a child that's going to be terrible." Right, I see in the future, Menashe. Lech, so the Gemara is lashing here. Let me find it. Amarle my kule hai, amarle mishim de lo asakta bevir yivarivya. Amarle mishim de chazoy li bruch hakodesh, de nafki minay banan de lo malu. I see the children who I'm going to have. Amarle, so Yeshayahu HaNavi answers him, pahadi kafshi rachman ala malach. With the hidden things of God, it's not your business. My demifkidis, ibay lechal amevid. What you are commanded to do, you have to do. Umadanicha kame kutcha brichu, and what Hashem wants to do, levin, right, so you do your best. You do your best, and that's the mitzvah puravu. He's mitzuvah. As we know, men are mitzuvah. Amar lehashavli bartech, Chizkio says, you know what, maybe if I marry your daughter, maybe the zchuyos could prevent and change what it says in the stars. Efshar degarma zchusa didividach, v'nafki b'nai banim demalu. Yishayon Navi says, k'far nigzor alech agzera. Yishayon Navi didn't even know that he was going to be killed by his own grandson. He says, the gzera is already fulfilled. Amar leh, and Chizkio Melech is very upset. Ben amotz, leave if that's your attitude. I have a Kabbalah from Bibes Avi Abba. Even if it looks hopeless, don't prevent yourself. Don't stop davening. So again, that Puravu is a very crucial topic. And Loshevet Yitzara, which is the Drabanan related to Puravu. As we know, the Mishnah in Gittin Adap Memalav even quotes Loso Barara in a certain context, different than Puravu. Maybe if we have time, we'll get back to that that discussion. Okay, second line. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Izim Yotzos Tzurus Liyabesh Avalo L'Chalav. Right, we had in the Mishnah a Machlokas. Seems to be a Machlokas. Rabbi Yossi Asers all the items of the Mishnah, except for the Rechelim Kivunos. The Kivunos, as we saw, the Kivunos means covering them to protect their wool. And Behuda says that Izim, goats, could go out tied Tsururos. The Tanakhama says Izim Tsururos are mutter. Rabbi Yossi says they're all Aser. And Rabbi Yehuda seems to have a middle Shita. They could go out Liyabish to dry them up, but not Lechalav, and not for the milk. Not to not to catch the milk, because then you'd definitely be carrying the milk, but maybe just to keep the milk in the udders so it doesn't come out. So Tani Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Ben Liyabesh ben Lachalav Aser, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says they're both Aser, which sounds like Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira in the Braisa. But the Gemara says, Yos, I'm Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, it makes a lot of sense, but we'll see what his Svar is in a minute, about the Gemara is going to say. But the Gemara seems to put Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira together with Rabbi Yossi. Well, my time under Rabbanan, right? So what is the reason for the Rabbanan? Why would they say that there's a chiluk between Liyabesh and Lechalav? Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Ba, B'shem Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan Mati Ba B'shem Rav, Halacha Kedivre Mishu Omer, Ben Liyabesh Ben Lechalav Aser. This Basar across the board, even Liyabesh. Why? Mishum Mi Mephis. Who is going to make a lottery to figure out why this person tied up his animals, his cow's udders? Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira's svara is, maybe me'ikar hadin, it might be allowed, but the onlooker is not going to know, and there's Maris Ayin, because maybe he'll think that you did it to catch the milk, or to do some aser reason, but really you did the mutter reason, but they're not going to know. And therefore, that's why you're going to have to aser. So according to the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is not medina. It's just because of Maris Ayin. That's why both are going to be usher. Right? That's what the Mi Mafis, the Karbana Eda says, Nakat Hachi Lafuki Mid Rabbi Yossi. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says usher both Medina. Usher Medina. While Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, the Gemara is assuming Lamaisa, he also holds both are usher, but it's only because of Maris Ayin, not because of Medina. It's a Masa. It's something extra. Okay, so Lamaisa, we have in the Mishnah the Chilik of Rabbi Yehuda. We have the Tanakama, which says totally mutter, and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira both say totally aser, but for different reasons. Rabbi Yossi, Medina, it's a masa, both of them, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira because of Maris Ayin. Good. Ubameinu Yotza, next Mishnah. Halacha Gimel, this is the opposite of the first Mishnah. The first Mishnah, how does the parak start off? Bameh behema Yotza. So now, Bameinu Yotza, with what can an animal not go out? Lo Yetzi Agamol B'metu Telus. A gamal, a camel, cannot go out with a mutotelis. We'll see in the Gemara what a mutotelis is. A type of cushion. Lo akud velo ragul. And the camel cannot go out with his foot tied in a certain way. Akud and ragul, we'll see, because these are v'chein shar kol behema. Just one more line. And also any animal. This is what we had on yesterday's daf. But sometimes the Gemara says both by the iser. Rather, the first Mishnah gave an example of a horse could wear a collar and all other animals. So here too, a gamal can't go out with akud and ragul or any other animals. And that's the derech of the Mishnah to give one example and then say, generalize it to all. What's the issue of akud and ragul? Is his foot tied up in a certain way? So Chaim Kanievsky says, because this is extra shmira. That's not really needed on a basic level. Tekivan tahave nitirusa yisera havi masui. since it's extra shmira, it's a masui. It's extra. And therefore, it's carrying by the animal on Shabbos. And that gets into issues of mechamer or shvisas behemto, as we discussed at the beginning of the parak. If you look into Lavush, so the Lavush has a different pshat. The Lavush, the Mordechai Yafe, right? He has a sefer called Lavush Malchus, and on every one of the chalakim of the Shulchan Aruch, it's called the difference. All based on the pasuk of Mordechai Yatsa Milafnei HaMelech. Lavush Malchus is on Arachayim. Butzvar Gaman, I think maybe is on Choshen Mishpat. Aterezav is on Yeredeya. It's all based on that pasuk, because his name was Mordechai. The Shah quotes him all the time. And his sefer is Varetz, who's about Ora Vesimcha. His sefer on Rashi is Ora, all based on that pasuk. So anyway, the Levush says in Simon Shinhei, says, why is an animal not allowed to go with these types of legs picked up? Because lo nichala umitza erosa. Because it hurts the person, hurts the animal, and pains the animal. Because she came to masuhila, and it's surely a masa. It's not just an extra hurting the animal, but it's even a masa. Because it's hurting, it's a masa, right? We know Tzar Bala Chaim is usur, and therefore it is not allowed. Tzar Bala Chaim, as we have mentioned, Rav Asher Weiss's article, where he quotes 11 different potential sources for Tzar Bala Chaim de Oraisa. If you look in Shas, there's not one source. Tzar Bala Chaim de Oraisa is quoted in the Gemara, but there's never a source given. So there are so many suggestions given for Tzar Bala Chaim, what the source is for it. Is it based on Verachem Alakal Masav? Is it a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? Is it based on the idea of Prika and Ti'ina of the animal? Many different suggestions. Where the Menachas Asher suggests, maybe the real source is that there's no source, and it's Ratzon Hashem. Based on everything else we know in the Torah, we know this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want. And therefore, there's so many suggestions, because the real suggestion is that there is no source other than Ratzon Hashem. Okay, we continue. So an animal cannot go out with this type of a strap on his animals, on his feet. One is not allowed to lead animals one after another. That the one camel is, you lead one camel, and that camel is tied to another camel, and that camel is tied to another camel, right? All of those are usur, because that, as we'll see, looks like you're leading them to the shuk. As we'll see, that's why it's a problem, one after the other. You could take all of them. If you have the leash, if you have the rope connected to all the camels together, you can hold them all in your hand and lead them. As long as you don't wrap them around your hand. You can't wrap them around your hand. We'll see why in the Gemara, why that is a problem. Fine. So a camel cannot go out with a mitoteles. What's a mitoteles? Kahada keep up. It's like a domed pillow. Dehimashvi gvinasa. If you put it between the humps of the camel, so it makes it even. So you could put something on top, or a person could sit on top, and in that way, it doesn't hurt the animal, a person's comfortable, so that's all extra. So the camel cannot go out with that, because that's considered something beyond the basic. Akud biyado achas. Akud means one of its front legs and one of its, back feet, right, are tied together. Ragul b'shtei raglov. That means on both sides. So basically enough to make the animal not run away. Okay, continues the Gemara. Likshar gemalim zeh bazeh v'yimshoch amar abibam ebnei hachshad. As we said, the chshad, people are going to think, shalo yehu omrim ish ploni yetzei la, so it's malachto b'shabbos. Person is going to do the malacha, right? Karbon ha'edah limkar schoraso b'shuk b'shabbos. So people are going to, again, chshad. Here he uses the lashon of chshad. We mentioned in the past that the achronim wonder whether chshad and maris ayin are the same thing. We mentioned up above that misha mimephis is an issue of maris ayin. There it doesn't use the lashon in the Gemara, but here he uses the lashon of chshad. Are people going to think it's mutter to go to the market? Probably here it's just they're going to think negatively of you, and that itself is a problem, right? We can't make it hard for people to be dan lekav schus. Part of our job is to keep above even how things look. Rav Soloveitchik once said, just like your body is not yours, your reputation is not yours. And therefore, you have to take care of your body, right? You have to take care of your reputation. And therefore, that's the issue of chshad. Next, the Mishnah said, but you're not allowed to, you're allowed to put them all in your hand, each of the ropes, but you can't be korech, then you can't wind them around. Why? Asi Omer, and the Achronim wonder what the girsa, proper girsa should be. Asi, Rav Ashi, Asi Omer, Lekelayim Nitzurcha. This is an issue of Kelayim. You can't have all the ropes in your hand altogether because maybe they'll be wound together and then wound around your hand and there'll be an Isser of wearing shatnas, right? Kilai Begadim, linen and wool that are tied together and you have it on you. Right? Shatnas, there's no Isser Hana'a by shatnas. There's only Isser Hana'as Levisha, wearing shatnas. And therefore, here, if it goes around your hand, so then that would be, that could be a problem if it go, if you get hana from it, then it's wrapped tightly. Elsewhere it says that maybe it has to be wrapped around twice, two knotted together, but this is a big discussion. There's a number of Mishnayos, the Mishnah in Kelayim, the Rambam quotes in Hilchas Kelayim in Perak Yud, and the Gemara quotes it in Shabbos Daf Chavtes. The Gemara there says, and this is a big discussion of the Rishonim, the Gemara there quotes the Mishnah in Kilayim, Mochrik Sus, Kedarkan, Ubavashla Yiskavim Bacham, Necham, Busham, Nechamim. If somebody, Mochrik Sus, people who sell clothing, they could sell, wear their clothing, even if it might be Shanis, as long as they don't have Kavana in the sun to keep cool, or in the winter to keep warm. Keep warm. But snuin mafshilin b'makal acharein. And the snuin, those who are very pious, used to put it on a stick and not wear it themselves. And the Gemara wonders, why would you be able to do this? You're wearing shatnas. So what? That you're lo yiskavein b'chama b'nei achama. Right? Well, what is, but this is darashin miskavein. Right? Darashin miskavein is only, right, when it's out of psikresha. Here you're wearing, no? Tosfos, Shabbos chavtes mabes. U'b'inyin delavi psikresha. It must be a case where it's out of psikresha. You have other clothing on, and this is just giving extra. It's not really doing anything, which is a little difficult because then what does it make? So is it shlo yiskavim b'chama b'riachama? But if it's not doing anything, so then what is it? What, you know, what's it accomplishing? But the most Rishonim quote that answer. Hachab shayalavish yafeh, says the Rashba. Sheino tzarach la'oso beged kilayim. You're not wearing it so well. There's a Ramban later on in Masech HaShabbos that says maybe kavana for a levisha is part of the Isra of kilayim. Right? It's not the physical act. It's on you or are you wearing it? If you ask these people who are modeling, are they wearing it or are they modeling it? So that could be part of the Isra of Kelayim, Kavana playing a role. It's also discussed by the Nosei Kelim in the, on the Rambam, again in Yud Yud Ches. Yud Yud Ches, the, Kesef Mishnah and the Radvaz, discuss this halacha. Venir Shatayim, I'll read the Kesef Mishnah. Shib the Sphere, like, Dafilu Rab Shimon Modebaha, Kivashu Lovesh Mamash. If you wear something, the case there is, the Rambam is talking about is you're wearing it to, not pay taxes. If you go through the toll, you don't pay taxes for what you're wearing. So if you put it on, there you're wearing it. So you're going to violate shatnas. Avol mochrik sus she'enam lov shem mamish ela ma'alim aleihem. They're putting it on them. Mutarim enam miskavim. So that's a big discussion about the isser of kilayim. Okay, let's continue. Again, that had to do with the, even the ropes around one's hand, that could be kilayim. Rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel, Rav Yehuda, Talmud of Rav and also Talmud of Shmuel, Rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel, Amar, miyado aser. So if you have the rope, if you have extra dangling rope from the other side of your hands, not the part of the rope between you and the animal, the other side, that's aser, that's considered extra, that's a masa. Umitzavar behema mutar, if it hangs between your hand and the animal, it's allowed. She'en lebehema, we add in two words, masui b'shabbos. Because there what? The animal is carrying that? That's not called carrying for you, right? Because it's clear that's not for you, that's just part of the, it's going with the animal. Karuch al-tzavar behema aser, but if it's wrapped around the neck of the animal, it's aser, because the Pnei Moshe says, because then maybe it looks like that he's doing it for you. Why'd you wrap it around the neck? Mishul shal mitzavar behema mutter, but if it's just hanging down from the neck of the animal extra, that would be mutter. Refuna Rav Yehuda treyom b'shem Shmuel, chad amar, miyado aser mitzavar behema mutter, as we just said, from your hand on the opposite side from the animal is aser, from the neck of the animal is mutter, v'charana machalif. And the other sheet that says exactly the opposite. Right, maybe from your hand is better. Manda amar miyado aser mishum masui b'shabbos. The one who says, as we said, from your hand is aser because that's extra. You have extra length of rope on the other side. Umitzavar behema mutter shein lebehema masui b'shabbos. And from the tzavar behema it's going to be mutter because there's no problem with the behema having a masui. Uman demar miyado mutter b'bnei she'efshar. The one who says the opposite, miyado mutter is b'bnei she'efshar. What's efshar? This is the way that you need to guard the animal. You have to have a little extra. Because if you just have it on the tip, then it might just, the animal might just go jump out of your hand and you're not holding it. So efshar means this is the possible way to lead the animal properly. One of the acronym in the back changed the word efshar to afsar. It's like basic guarding, like we had afsar in the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. It's like a halter. Okay. Umitzavar behema asar b'shuhu mitzuvah. She says behemto kamo. And if it's hanging from the animal, no, it's an isra. She says behemto. Shenem alaman yenu aksharcha v'chamarcha kamocha. So says the Gemara. One second. We have a problem here. Tani. Or even before we get to the problem. Tani. Tefach miyadu latzavar behema asar. If it is a tefach between your hand and the neck of the animal usr. What does that mean, a tefach? So either it means there is a tefach length. You have to hold it very close to the animal. Or maybe the Rav Chaim Gnievsky quotes, if it's within a tefach of the ground dangling, that's usr. One of these pshatim. But now the Gemara says, there are so many shittas and they're opposite each other. Amar of Zira, miyado asr. There are some that say miyado is asr. Hanging out from your hand. Mitzavar behema asr. Some say that. Tavach miyado tzavar behema asr. Ve'ezu, hishi mutter. So how do you do it in a mutter way? If you want to try to cover your bases and do something that's mutter lakol, you know, somebody says everything is asr. Amar of Yochanan bar Maariya, mind to avitavis. You want to do good? Nogila kadein susaya sirkaya. So pull it like those horses of sirkaya. What are sirkaya? Different pshatim given in the Karbana Eda, the Ishmaelite, the Arabs' horses, or the horses of Gazlanim. Basically, they have their hand right next to the neck. They don't have any pull of the rope on either side, and that's how you could get out of the problem. Right, again, in a place without an Erev, this is talking about in Erishus HaRab. Good. Next Mishnah, Ein Chamar, what else can you not have the animal do? Ein Chamar Yotze B'Merdas, B'man She'ein Akshurolo. A Chamar, a donkey cannot go out with a Merdas when it is not tied on to it. Right? The previous Mishnah said, A Chamar Yotze B'Merdas, when it's tied down. So a donkey cannot go out with a Merdas, which was the saddle bag, or the saddle beged that is on the animal. But so ishenik shurlo, if it's not kosher, because you're worried it's going to fall off, and then you might come to carry it. Velo bezug aval bishu pakuk. And an animal cannot go out with a bell around its neck, even if it's pakuk, even if it's filled in, and therefore it doesn't ring, and doesn't make noise, that would be a separatist or of hashmas kol. But even without that, you're not allowed to, because Pnei Moshe, Nirik Misha Malicha Lashuk Limkar. Looks like you're taking it to the market. If you have this, because why would you have a bell on it? You make it look nicer and more becoming if it has a nice bell on it. So that's why if you have a bell on it, it looks like you're going to the Shuk, and that's why it is a problem. V'lo b'sulam shebet savaro. Also, you can't have this type of ladder. It's a little kli that goes on the neck of the animal that looks like a little little ladder. So that you can't have either because you want to keep the animal's head straight. You don't want it to go back, maybe to bite or itch. It has a wound. So either way, you want to keep the animal's neck straight. So either it's a masa or it might fall off and you might come to carry it. You can't go out with a ritsua on its leg either, right? That was there, so put there so that its legs don't knock against each other, says the Pnei Moshe. This, again, all the achronim generally here, the Karbanei, the Pnei Moshe, are based on Mefarshim in the Bavli, based on Rashi, based on Tosfos. That's most of what they mostly, way they get their pshat. Chickens cannot go out with strings on them because those strings are there. So it's like an ownership, a red string. Everybody knows who has the red strings and who has the yellow strings. Or ritsuos on their legs, which protect that they don't bump into or kick pebbles and break kalim. And the males, sometimes their tails weren't strong enough to lift up their tails. They would drag. They had this little wagon that would go under their tails, and that they're not allowed to go out with that on Shabbos. And the rechelim, the ewes, cannot go out chanunos. We'll see what chanunos is in the Gemara. And a calf cannot go out with a gimon. Also, we will see what that is. Well, a para ba'ara kupad, and a para cannot go out with something covering its udders. We'll see why. That's extra shmira. V'lo b'ratua shemei karnel, or a strap between its horns. Parasa sh'rabazim anazayah ha'isa redosu b'ratua shemei karnel. Rabazim anazayah's cow did go out with that. Sh'lo b'ratua chachamim, against what the rabbis felt. And we'll see, there might be a machlokas. We'll see b'ratua next time, between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, was it really Rabazim anazayah's cow or not? We'll see. Ein chamar yotzei meredas. So the chamar cannot go out with a merdas when it is not tied on. Tani avamatayu hu babachatzer. But he's allowed to go around with a merdas not tied on in the chatzer, because a chatzer is a rishas a yachid daraisa, and therefore there's no problem. Reb Shmuel b'shem Reb Zeira aflinin ikuf kein. Reb Zeira says, even regarding ikuf, not just the saddle cloth that goes on that we've been talking about, the merdas, but even the saddle itself. Even the saddle itself, the animal is allowed to walk around with untied in the chatzer. Says the Gemara, Tani, Yotiu Achamar, meaning Rabbi Zeira compared the saddle cloth to the saddle bag, the merdas to the ikuf. And the Gemara will talk about that comparison. Tani, Yotiu Achamar, Be'ikuf Shalo, Bishol Achamamo. The Brisa says the Chamar could go out with his saddle if it is to warm him, avalo yikshar as hamasruchi, but he can't go out with the masruchi. What's the masruchi? Masruchi is some other type of beged that goes on top of the animal that you put a weight on, you put a big bundle on. So you can't go out with that, because that's obviously only needed for a weekday. Avalo yavshal as a ritzua shadachas navo, and also he shouldn't stretch the strap underneath the tail. So Gemara gets back to Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira again jumped from saying just like the saddle cloth is mutter in a chatzer, if it's not tied down, so to the saddle itself. So Reb Yirmiyah boy, kumi Reb Zeira, Reb Yirmiyah es Reb Zeira. Minani lemi lai, how do you know? How do you know to make such a comparison? You're comparing the merdas to the ukaf, right? The saddle cloth to the saddle itself. Who says? Hilchas Shabbos, you have to be very, very careful before you make comparisons. Ditaninan, right? Didn't we learn the Mishnah in Chagiga? Hilchas Shabbos, kahararim tzli misara. Hilchas Shabbos are like mountains that are in the air, right? Meaning, unlike certain areas of halacha, which are a lot of Torah Shebichsav, but this is all Torah Shebalpeh. So how do you know to make such a comparison? And you say automatically, if it's good enough for the saddle, a cloth, it's good enough for the saddle. So the Gemara says, via CVNA. And I'll ask you another question. Ma bein sulam, you think it's so simple to make comparisons. Ma bein sulam le kishoshos. Sulam and kishoshos are both two types of instruments that are used to protect the animal from itself. A sulam is what we mentioned before. It goes on the back of the neck of the animal so the animal doesn't turn its head and maybe lick and bite and scratch its wound. And kishoshos are types of splints that are also put on the animal's legs so the animal, doesn't hurt itself. Doesn't hurt itself also. So both of those are pretty similar, and yet the Mishnah says, the sulam, you can't go out with on Shabbos. But we know from elsewhere, the kishoshos, these types of splits, you're allowed to go with on Shabbos. So this is part of the question the Gemara answered Reb Zeira. How could you jump from a saddle cloth to a saddle? Maybe they're not exactly the same thing. Just like sulam and kishoshos look very similar purposes, and yet there's a difference in halacha. So Gemara says, no, that's not a question. The sulam and the kishoshos, they're very different. Sulam ish b'mamish. Sulam has significance. Kishoshos ain't b'mamish. Kishoshos don't have significance. And therefore, what do you mean, significance or not? So Karban Eda says, it has significance by a sulam, and therefore, if it falls down, you might walk with it. Kishoshos, if it falls down, you're not going to pick it up. Maybe that's what it means. Or the Pnei Moshe says, it has significance, and therefore it's a masui. It's a masui. It's an extra bundle, while kishoshos not. So Gemara says, don't ask me kashas from sulam and kishoshos. So Rabbi Chanina, okay, I'll ask you a different question. V'yisivine, ma ben kishoshos l'kamiya mumche. Kishoshos, we just said the splints, they are mutter for the animal to wear on Shabbos to protect its legs. While a professional amulet that is also meant to protect the animal, that's also for the animal to go out with on Shabbos. Titani, also lebehema lasos bekemiya mumche. So what's the difference if they're both there to protect the animal somewhat? Amrev evdimi, visivine. Or what about as this one? Mabi kishoshos le'eget shakaviyamaka. Kishoshos are mutter, but a bandage on top of a wound is not mutter. So, is tani ein yosef kishoshos? Is tani yotzen? By kishoshos, you have different opinions. While by eged, there's nobody that says that you can't go out with an eged, right? That you can't go out. You're allowed to go out with. So you see, there's a difference between the two, even though they're very similar. So basically, the Gemara is asking Reb Zeira, how could you be so sure to go from saddle cloth to saddle? We have other areas in Hilchos Shabbos about carrying things out of things that are very similar, but they have difference in halacha. So Amar Reb Yechiya Bar Ada, Tanyan Inun. Madamar Yotzim Bekishoshos, Yotzim Be'egat Shagabi Yamaka, Madamar Enyos Bekishoshos, Enyos Be'egat Shagabi Yamaka. So what the Gemara say? No, Eged, everybody agrees. And Kishoshos is a machlokas. No, no, no. The Gemara says, by Eged is also a machlokas. So there are parallels. The Gemara answers, there are parallels between these two. So don't say that there are two things that are very similar that have differences in halacha. They have the same halacha. The Eged and the Kishoshos. So the Gemara ends up defending Reb Zeira in making this jump. Good. Finishing up. The males cannot go out with this wagon under their tail. Why? So the Gemara says, not because it's a masa, it's not carrying it, but it's going to make a hole. It's going to make a furrow, and lachara, it's vada going to make a furrow, and that would be like Rabbi Shimon also, because of psik resha. Ein rechelim yotzin yotos chanunos. Last one for us now. The rechelim, go out. You know what? Let's stop there. We'll stop by Rechelim chanunos. We'll see what chanunos is next time.